This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Dozens of protests supporting abortion rights took place across the United States Tuesday in response to several new anti-abortion laws that have been passed by conservative state legislatures. One of the protests took place right outside the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke at that rally, criticizing Republicans for threatening the legality of abortion nationwide. He accused conservative politicians of secretly supporting a restrictive new Alabama abortion law in hopes of overturning the Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide more than 40 years ago. Conservatives pushing for more restrictions on abortion have been emboldened by President Trump's appointment of two conservative justices to the Supreme Court. They could join with three other conservative justices on the court to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision of 1973. California is suing the Trump administration in a bid to win back federal money for the state's high-speed rail project. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The lawsuit's been filed in San Francisco to try to block the federal government from revoking nearly $1 billion for California's high-speed rail project, intended to link Los Angeles to San Francisco. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says the revocation is illegal and calls the move political retribution for California's resistance to President Trump's immigration policies. Last week, the Federal Railroad Administration announced it was canceling the money because the state failed to comply with the terms of the grant and won't be able to meet the deadline.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. A wildfire burning in the western Canadian province of Alberta has reached the top of the fire intensity scale and forced the evacuation of the town of High Level. This is VOA News. The House GOP leader is pushing back against the first Republican who has called for President Trump's impeachment. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Justin Amash has stepped further than even some Democrats, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells the AP Amash is an outlier.
Mr. Amash always has a different voting record than most of us anyway.
And is out of step with America. Amash doesn't care.
I really am not concerned about what Kevin McCarthy thinks about it.
And says GOP pressure has no influence over him. Fellow Republicans are furious but have not moved to punish Amash. Even the House Freedom Caucus, the GOP's most conservative group, is not throwing out Amash, who is one of its founding members but has not shown up for recent meetings. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A panel of World Health Organization experts says strategies must be strengthened to combat the worsening Ebola epidemic in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO's annual conference in Geneva.
The WHO Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti, finds the increasing number of new Ebola cases extremely worrying and challenging. She warns the risk of the disease spreading beyond Congo's borders is very high. She says the DRC's 9 neighboring countries are aware of the dangers and with the help of the WHO have taken many steps to prepare for that possibility.
We have 16 Ebola treatment centers and units having been established across the 9 countries.
WHO officials are appealing for intensified international political engagement and financial support to combat Ebola. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The WHO's latest report counted more than 1,700 cases of Ebola in Congo, including more than 1,200 deaths. British Prime Minister Theresa May has offered lawmakers the chance to vote on a new referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union, but only if they support her proposal for the deal. May said Tuesday she plans to present the bill to Parliament next month. That will include a provision to vote on whether to hold a second Brexit referendum. A Nepali Sherpa on Tuesday completed a record 24th summit of Mount Everest, the world's highest mountain, breaking a record he set himself only 6 days ago. Kami Rita reached the 8,850-meter peak early on Tuesday morning. He completed his 23rd summit of the peak on May 15th. And 49-year-old Rita says he's not done yet. He says he's still strong and wants to climb Everest one more time. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.